Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today. If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We are back yet again, the WIP afternoon show. When Ike, Spike, and Fritz, Ike, it's cold outside, but it's warm here in the studio. How you doing?
It is warm in the studio, brother Spike. It's not that cold outside. It's spring in the Northeast. Let's relax a little bit. Grow up. It's not Florida. Let's not act like we're in the, back in the snowy days because it's 45 degrees outside right now. We're okay.
It's not even Midwest cold.
Nah, nothing like Midwest cold. And that is the voice of Jackie Baseball. Night off last night. I got to be honest with you. Would have rather watched a baseball game than to watch that damn national title game that didn't actually turn interesting to the final 5 minutes of the game. But here we are. Holla at your boy.
Big night for the people who are like, college basketball is so much better than the NBA. They play real defense, Spike. I don't know if you know that.
I don't. The game was on after I went to bed, so I have no idea. I can't believe they're starting sporting events at 9 o'clock.
You didn't miss a whole lot.
Yeah.
That is ridiculous. Yeah. It's gone too far.
And my Cooper flag wasn't playing, so I didn't really care anyway, to be honest with you. Big show is always on Tuesdays. Elliot will join us at 2 o'clock for Tuesdays with Elliot. High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report at 4. And I walked away from yesterday's show, perturbed, I guess. It happened in the middle of the show.
How many days a week does this happen, by the way?
That walk away from the show perturbed?
Yeah,
No.
A little tight walking out of the studio?
Nah, I'm never tight leaving. I'm tight walking in. Got to get this house situation under control.
Yeah, I can tell.
It's breaking me. Anyway, so I walk away from the show yesterday a little perturbed because halfway through, what we were talking about yesterday was, are the Phillies different this year than last year? And I thought we could have an interesting conversation about it. But all I kept hearing from everybody was, just call me when it's October. The only thing that means to me is a championship. Only thing that means to me is if these guys do in October. We care about championships here. Blah, 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 blah. And I thought to myself, like, who are we as fans where we are now so championshiped up around here, like it's Title Town USA in Philadelphia, that we can't even be bothered talking about the regular season until, like, we have a title or something.
Yeah.
Like all of a sudden yesterday, Philadelphia fans were sounding like Patriots fans in the Belichick-Brady era, or Yankees fans, how just like nothing at all matters. And this is not like we used to be, and I don't like it. I feel like Jack has mentioned before that Philadelphia fans have lost their edge a little bit.
Yeah.
To me, it's not even about losing their edge. It's like we're smug. And we're entitled that the only great moments in Philadelphia history have only come when we're in parades. Yet everybody's like tells me about Iverson and the 0-1 Sixers over and over again, like it was a championship or something. I just like, wake me up in October, call me when they've won a championship. Who are we? And I guess I just don't recognize who the fans are, and it's like we won two Super Bowls, and all of a sudden we're the Belichick era Patriots fans or
not
Yankees
quite.
Fans or something.
Not quite, but you asked the question: who are we?
Who are we?
Two-time Super Bowl champions.
But that's okay.
Just understand that. Just get that part out of the way first.
Sure,
that's who we are.
Yep.
And we've also been three-time Super Bowl participants in the last 7-8 years.
Absolutely,
that's
for
pretty
sure.
good. That's pretty good.
Yes.
So when you have when you go through a stretch of, because I'm not saying you're completely wrong. I would argue that it's not a bad thing, that it's a good thing. It's a good thing. Because this is what, now, you know, being the former player, right?
Yeah.
Being a part of disappointments and heartbreaks.
Sure, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, but very good team.
Yeah, but I can appreciate the winning when it happens.
Sure.
In other words, so this is what I'm saying. We've gone on a 10-year run here in this city where we've gone to 3 Super Bowls.
Yes.
A World Series. Whether you want to consider them a part of the city or not, their fan base is a part of the city. 2 national championships with Villanova, right? A couple of championship appearances, meaning Phillies went to a World Series, went to a NLCS. Hell, the Union even went to a damn title game.
They did.
So here's what I say all this to say, Spike. This is an area over the last decade that has experienced probably more success than heartbreak, right? Like, so
enough success for sure.
More than we're accustomed
more
to
than we're
around
accustomed
it. That's
to.
What I'm saying. I can only go by the area that we're in. So we aren't accustomed to the amount of winning that we've experienced over the last 10 years. Good teams, good players. There's a little bit of disappointment mixed in there. I say all this to say, I don't believe we are as hardened as a fan base as we once were when you've had decades upon decades of disappointment, built up frustration, which makes a generation or two the way that our fan base was, which was totally understandable. But when the winning happens, there should be a change in mentality from a fan's perspective of how you view everything. Because in one lens, you used to view it as, we're always the downtrodden team. We're always hit with a stroke of bad luck. We're never going to be the team that wins.
We're woe is me.
Woe is me.
Right.
Right? That was us for decades. But when you start to win, now your perception starts to change a little bit and you start to believe a little bit more. So there's less of the negative sort of feeling being put in the atmosphere. And because there is some winning that has been done, it allows for more of a belief that the winning is possible. So the fans would rather wait and embrace that versus have a knee-jerk reaction to something. And I'm saying this to say that the winning aspect of sports in this town has become ultimately what matters. It used to be the journey. It used to be the story we could tell going through it, right? You know, the things that happen in a regular season that leads up to it. And then we think back fondly on it. I think of the 2001 Sixers when I think of that. I think of some of the teams we had with the Eagles.
93 Phillies before your time here, but you understand it.
So now when we've experienced the winning, which, by the way, started in 08 with the Phillies in 08, they ended a, 25-year, 28-year drought? Without having a championship. 25-year drought without having a championship. That has started to permeate. And I gotta say, I'm happy that it is. I'm okay with it. Listen, I'm still passionate as anyone is, but that's going to come out when it's needed to come out, when it's well-placed. Doesn't mean I don't care as much. It just means that, A, I want to give these guys a chance to get to where the game has mattered the most. But B, and ultimately, most importantly, we have become, at least in my opinion, a championship city that should expect championships. And that's what matters. And that's the only thing that matters.
You know, it's like, to me, I guess I could get with the positivity about not being so hard and angry all the time. Mm-hmm. Though I like that. I miss it a little bit. I guess I can see where that's a positive. Well, by the way, 215-592-9494. Have Philadelphia fans, I guess, changed for the better or the worse, I guess. But to me, what I feel is entitlement and lack of appreciation. It's not about a high standard. It's right. about being entitled and lack of appreciation. And I do think it's about the journey, because if no matter how good we get at any of these sports, right, most of the time, there's not going to be a championship at the end of it.
Sure.
Most of the time.
Yes.
More often, even the best cities, even in their best runs, most of the time they're not winning. So then what are we doing for 6 months of a baseball season if the only thing that matters really is whether they win a World Series at the very, very, very end or not? And if we can't be there with the highs and lows and live and die with the highs and lows, because none of it matters unless they win a title anyway, it's just sort of like the entire reason that I enjoy sports is truly, if they get to a championship, it is great. It's the best thing. But that's not really why I'm watching. Like, really why I'm watching is for the journey, is for the ups and the downs and the overcome this and beat that and can they do this? And you're saying they have a higher expectation, which I guess they do, but to me it feels entitled and a lack of appreciation and understanding for what is happening right now, if that makes any sense.
No, it makes sense. It makes sense, but I don't think I place the blame at the fans' feet as much as I place the blame at the players, the teams that have let us down. Like, yeah, we were there in 2022. We accepted. Can you imagine prior to the Eagles winning the Super Bowl? I won't even go back to the Phillies. And I mean the Eagles winning the Super Bowl in 17, not this year.
Right.
I mean in 17. I won't even go back to the Phillies winning in 08. But could you imagine what the reaction would have been like in this town? You blow a game 6-7 at home against the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Oh, sure. Yeah, yeah.
What that was like 15 years ago had that happened.
It would have been a meltdown.
Right?
Yeah.
So I say that to say that we've sort of given the teams the grace period of letting us down. Same with the Sixers. The Flyers get a free pass only because they're like the relative that we don't see very often. We know that we're related, but we're like, oh man, you showed up to the family reunion? That's when you have
a cousin
something
that moved across the country.
Yeah, yeah, that's something we have something of relevance to say. But as
shout
far
out
as
cousin Adam.
The teams that have really drawn the most emotion and reaction out of us, it's been the Eagles, the Sixers, and the Phillies.
The Phillies.
That's what it's been. And unfortunately for the Phillies, the Sixers sort of set this in motion to where we can appreciate you to a certain extent, and then now we want the results. And when that doesn't happen, now we're disappointed, and show us something different to get us excited about. The Phillies are falling right in that same path that the Sixers went down, where you're having great regular season, you got talent on your team. No longer do we have to worry about, are we a good enough team to compete? Can we get in the playoffs? Where are we? Now it becomes, what do you do when you get into postseason? Like, that's what the Phillies are.
Can I be honest with you, though, on the Phillies thing? And I will defend them for a second here.
Yeah.
I don't think they deserve the treatment that the Sixers deserve. The Phillies have done more in 3 years, of the last 3 years, than the 76ers have done in the entire 12-year thing of the process.
Totally agree.
In a World Series, in an LCS, won the division, second best record.
That's why we used to argue with Elliot about the Phillies being a better-ran organization. He used to try to argue that the Sixers were a better-ran organization or more successful. What was it, more successful, Jack?
Both of them.
The Phillies?
Both of them. I don't think that the Phillies deserve this treatment this year.
What treatment?
I don't think they deserve wake me up in October.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget.
Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I just don't think they do. I don't think they deserve the lack of beliefs.
We show up to the park.
Show up, but like...
Well, I mean, that's the biggest way for fans to support. You can sit at home and watch TV, I guarantee you. We know it was like in 19 and 20 here when they were in first place in September. Nobody cared.
Well, 20, there was only cardboard cutouts in the stands.
What year I'm thinking of? 18 and 19.
Well, even you know, 2-3 years into Citizens Bank Park, the place was empty a lot, honestly. There were, and the Vet, I mean, we can go back to that. I mean, there were 5,000 people in the Vet for the Phillies. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get that they're showing up, but to me... And we'll get to the calls. To me, it feels smug. It feels entitled.
Smug.
It feels smug, entitled, a lack of self-awareness. And to me, I'm also sort of bummed that in the middle of a season, that all I'm going to hear when we talk about whether they're good, bad, or indifferent is wake me up to see if they won a championship. Before we get to the phone, Shaq, where are you on this?
Yeah, I mean, I just think that we're at this point with especially the Phillies. Like, this is the first year that they were good. I think there would be a lot more, wow, this is great. And I just think that that's where the current state of the team is. And, I mean, it is a little bit of a Negadelphia, right? I mean, me and you both miss Negadelphia. Well, there's a good amount of Negadelphia around the Phillies right now.
I don't think it's Negadelphia, though. I think it's front-runnery. I think it's bandwagony. I think it is. Hey,
you thought I'll trigger words there.
Well,
now we're front runners and bandwagon.
Well,
guys.
It's the team. I'm not believing the team until they win a championship. Is like, I don't know.
But it's hard to win championships.
It's very hard to win championships.
Wow, we wouldn't know that being in this city. You think they come every year?
Yeah. That's the way.
So telling us it's hard to win championships here. It's not breaking news around here.
Well, that's for
and
sure.
I know this is a little rich coming from maybe the standing O guy when Trey is playing well, but it's gotten a little too thirsty with the teams here too.
I mean, it's gotten
a little overboard.
Yeah,
you.
Well,
it's gotten too thirsty.
Well, with the Eagles, with the Phillies, it's fine.
No, it's the same.
No, this is Philly season. Yes,
it's the same.
Anything with the Eagles are justified. They got two titles in 7 years.
It's the same. Even I know you probably are not on Reddit, but mm-hmm. I used to
on what?
Yeah, so Reddit is a big sort of community website where people post links, discuss, blah blah blah. But yeah. I used to go to all the team Reddits to look for news that maybe I had missed because somebody would post.
it. Yeah. But now all the Reddit forums are just like
the dagger.
Yeah, the Eagles one. Forget about it. There's no news up there. It's just thirst. It's the same one with the Phillies one. It's just like
it's not thirst when it pertains to the Eagles.
It's a little
They just
bit.
Won the Super Bowl.
It's a little
If
thirsty.
The Sixers had won the title, yeah, we'd be more than in our
I'm
right
sure.
to be thirsty. If
I'm
the
sure.
Phillies won a championship, are you kidding me? This dude would be drowning in that booth every day with thirst.
Well, that's
like exactly he the does, Phillies won the World Series.
He does it without the
exactly.
championship.
Exactly. So
first of all, I don't think that's fair
the,
this
the
year.
Eagles, if nothing else, the Eagles have earned it. They just won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I know. I got
just had the worst offseason they've had in a decade.
See, here's the thing. This is where I'm going to push back against you guys. Yeah. This is where the squad's going to constantly get drugged. Because the Phillies constantly disappoint. And the Sixers aren't even relevant to even talk about right now.
I'm aware.
So appreciate that the Eagles are actually holding the city up from a championship standpoint.
Oh, yeah. I guess. All right. 215-592-9494. Have Philadelphia fans changed for the better? They feel smug and entitled to me, and I don't like it.
They're going to turn me into smug.
Yeah, there it is. Yes. Yep.
I'm a smug Eagles fan now.
Corey in Kentucky, you're on WIP.
All right, you see, here you go with that disrespect. Hey, make sure when Bronny James call, you address him as that too.
Oh, okay. I will do that. I will do it. I will do it.
Mr. 3 points like Steph Curry, you know what I'm saying?
Sure. Yes. I will call Aaron Bronny James.
I didn't know
James.
What you meant when you said that. I didn't even realize Steph only scored 3 points the other day.
Yeah, against they were at home too.
Yeah, somebody they lost to.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, but y'all say he better than LeBron, but whatever. And I ain't even a LeBron fan. But look, first of all, I'm going to tell you the problem. The problem is you. You the problem. Jack the problem. Joe the camera the problem. Listen, we support all the teams. You got guys like he always want to be optimist. Here you come, Mr. Negadelphia. You calling us Negadelphia. Now all of a sudden, you trying to switch up.
I didn't say Negadelphia. That's not what I said.
Now, you use that term.
No, but not as a pejorative against the fans currently. I said that they are not that way anymore. That just to be clear, I didn't call fans currently Negadelphia.
What we are doing, I can only speak to myself, I don't know what other people are doing, is holding you to the same standard. You sit up here, the Eagles will win a game. Oh, this wasn't right. Oh, there was a turnover. There was a fumble. But they come out and beat the team by 2 touchdowns. You critiquing it. All we want is the same energy. The Eagles, you talking about.
I do bring the same energy. I bring the exact honest energy to all the teams.
Hey, make a Twitter poll. Jack put a Twitter poll. Does Spike have the same energy for all the teams?
I absolutely. Wait, hold on, Corey. There was one person in the entire city last year criticizing the Phillies while they had the worst team in baseball last year, and that was me. There was one person yelling at Bryce Harper for not leading the right way, and that was me.
Well, that was you.
I'm just saying, I bring the same energy to every single one of the teams.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
Yes, I do. You just don't like it because you're only really an Eagles fan.
No. Oh, okay. You're harder on the Eagles than you and the Phillies than you are the Sixers.
We don't talk about the Sixers.
That's because they're not good.
Well, yes, but I would be hard on them if we talked about.
But we're also not ripping them every day either, though.
Yes, but no, because nobody wants to hear us ripping the Sixers every day.
They're not good.
Yes, that is I don't run the Sixers, Corey. I'm as disappointed in the Sixers as anybody. You're a Laker fan. What do you know? You don't know anything about this. You don't know anything about being a Sixers fan.
See, now you want to tag me.
You don't.
Didn't you grow up a Knicks fan? Because I've been a Laker fan my whole life.
When I was 14, I'm 48, Corey.
When I was 14, I rooted for the Lakers. When I was 25, I rooted for the Lakers.
And you're from Ohio.
I rooted for the Eagles when I was 14. See, that's what happened. See, you get personal when people put you in your place because that's all I do.
No, you don't put me in my place. You're wrong. You're wrong, Corey. You're on this part of it. You're wrong. It's not about who I'm cheering for. It's not the question. You're wrong.
Can I finish my call, or are you going to keep talking?
No. Okay. I should just let you talk about me the entire time.
I didn't say nothing about you. You never let me finish. You started to interrupt me. You asked the question. You said, why are we like that? And I was giving you an answer, then you jumped in.
Corey, answer the question.
Can I do it now?
I just said it. Corey, okay. Answer the question.
Okay. What I'm saying is we want the same energy for every single team. I named Jack. I named you. I named Joe the camera. I named everybody. When it comes to certain teams, people got different energy. So when we call your show, we're going to address the issue with that team. The Eagles are winning 16 out of 17 in a row, and we're criticizing. We see the Phillies playing well, and you sit up here acting like, oh, 19 strikeouts is what you call it, productive. Productive 19 strikeouts. I ain't never heard of that. You making up turns, but if it was a different team, oh, if that was a productive pick in the Super Bowl, which you still mention a lot, oh, he threw that in the Super Bowl. Is that productive?
Corey, I am as hard on the Phillies as anybody. You're wrong. This is not the Sixers. This is Phillies. I am as hard on the Phillies. I see the team differently than you do this year, but it doesn't mean I'm not hard on them. I don't know what to tell you.
So you're saying that we should just...
Well, if you see the team differently, that means you see them a little more positively, so you're not as hard on them.
This year,
but... Like, you haven't been as hard on the Phillies.
But I was last year.
I'm just saying
there's not an intrinsic pro-Phillies thing in my blood.
Oh, no, I can understand that, but I'm saying you're more positive on them this year.
This year, yes.
Except for Alec Bohm. And Romano.
Romano, yes.
But this is... You're hard on the Phillies, and we don't even know what they did yet, right? You're still criticizing the Eagles every time we talk about them, and they just won a Super Bowl. That's our point. They've been to three Super Bowls in the last 10 years, and you still criticize them. But the Phillies, which I love, I'm not about to criticize them. I'm an optimist. But what I'm saying is you are now said, oh, nine games, oh, I like what I'm seeing.
No, Corey, a week ago, I lost my mind because they decided to do the two starting lineup thing. I criticized Rob Thompson. I criticized Dave Dombrowski. Everybody, I understand what you're saying, but you are positing that I am not negative ever about the Phillies, and I am. I'm just not negative. Right this second.
To be fair, he didn't say negative. He said you're not as negative.
But I have been.
We just want. I've always been this way. I just want the same bravado for all the teams. If you want to give this, and I'm not saying you. I'm just speaking in general. So I don't want you to take this as personal. If you're going to be hard versus this star, be hard versus every star. If this star gets held to a certain standard, because what I see is, and y'all, he got all the help and all that. I see one guy getting held to a standard, and B done had James Harden, a Hall of Famer, Paul George. I'm sorry that he hurt. He didn't have Ben Simmons, a top pick. I get it. They underperformed. But this guy leading us to Super Bowls, and he get a lot of heat. Bryce Harper playing well, but the team around, like, he never gets criticized. Joel Embiid.
And he got the third highest payroll in baseball around him.
Yes, and I said the same thing last year, Corey, that we did a whole show on why doesn't anybody criticize Bryce Harper.
I'm not just talking about you. You asked the entire question. I'm talking about everything, like anybody. I said Jack, the camera, all of them.
Yeah, Fritz.
Always that's positive on the Phillies. They got us.
And that, it ain't nothing wrong
I
with
don't
that.
Know what you mean to tell you.
That's why it's my boys. That's why you get the reaction that you do. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I'm positive on the Eagles. And that's okay. Jack on the Phillies. You on the Sixers. That's all okay. I'm just answering your question.
Okay. Thank you for the call, Corey. I'm not positive on Joel Embiid and the Sixers. Do I have to open up every show and call Joel Embiid a loser for the day?
Yeah.
He's a loser.
Yeah.
He's a loser. He is a loser. I don't know what to say. He is a loser. He's a loser. Prove me wrong in that way. Still the best Sixer player I've ever seen in my life, but a loser.
Well, he wasn't better than watching AI.
I mean, he was a better player than AI, to
but
me.
But not more exciting.
I guess not, no.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I would agree with you. I think he's a better
player.
Overall player.
Yeah, not as exciting.
Yeah, this
era has not been as exciting as that.
Couple
years of that era. Yes, I would agree with you. All right, 215-592-9490.
It's Tuesday, baby.
I don't bring the same energy to the Phillies that I bring to the Eagles. I think I do.
I think you do too.
Okay,
That's the only thing I want to get. Yeah.
I think I bring the same energy to the Eagles.
No, you don't. Well, but you Spike's don't. Energy is that's his energy.
Yeah, that's
he's more comfortable being that way than
it's the only energy
I praising everybody.
When yes. I was being positive about the Phillies, everybody was like, "Why are you being positive?"
Yeah, it didn't make anybody comfortable.
No,
still doesn't.
All right. 215.
You got half the people out here listening confused.
Yeah, but
like, hold on, I gotta agree with Spike.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month. Furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month. Plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.